straight check Cessna.
Check Cess and 4ZLK. Good afternoon, David.
How are you?
Doing wonderful. I hope you are.
Oh, yeah. Busy, busy. Today is work-at-home day. I'm doing some gas line repiping, getting ready to install my tankless water heater.
Did you get one of those tankless?
A tankless natural gas water heater. And it mounts on the inside of the basement, so all I got to do is I got to punch a hole through the brick to run the concentric exhaust out, and then basically hook up the water lines. Right now I'm working on a gas line. I got a manifold. I got the little gray manifold. It's got one input and five outputs, so I'm going to replumb everything this evening and get the stove hooked up upstairs, and I can turn the gas back on, and I'll be ready for the water heater anytime.
Good. We've got one of those tankless water heaters, but it runs on propane, and I love it. Well, let's just say I love it. So does my wife when she takes one of those long baths.
How long have you had it?
Years now, I think. Going on 3 years.
Okay, did you put it in, or did you have it put in?
I did not put it in. I had it put in. I don't know much about running gas.
Okay, just make sure that when they installed it, they put, may not understand it, but there are isolation valves that you have to put on them. So you're supposed to clean those tankless heaters out once in a while. They're called isolation valves, and it's just like a double ball valve on the cold water line and a hot water line. And then you have a way to hook up a hose to one side and the other, and you're supposed to run this special flush chemical through the water heater to clean up the heat exchanger.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Well, that would be something to know, because they didn't tell me. They probably wanted it to go break down so they could come back out and service it. I guess I need to look at my manual and check on that. I'm sure. Well, I don't know. I'll have to look at it.
Take a picture of the bottom of the water heater where everything hooks up, where your water lines and gas line hook up, and I'll let you know if the valves are there. Hey, Rusty, how are you? Go ahead and take it. KB2HXS.
Good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, Shane. I just want to step in here long enough to find out why you didn't call me a couple of weeks ago, Dave.
Oh, shoot. Well, you were sick, and then I took sick. Well, hang on. Let me check out here, and I'll call you right now.
Okay. Well, you and Shane go ahead and finish up, then you can give me a call. Talk to you later. W2T clear, and hello, Shane. Go ahead and pick it back up.
I hope you have a good day. Yeah, I'm about to stop here in a minute at my daughter's, so you can go and talk to your friend there, Dave. You don't have to talk to me. It's all right. But I appreciate the info. I also know that exhaust valve is very sensitive. If it gets any kind of dirt or fuzz or anything that restricts the airflow at all, it causes it to shut off while you're running the water.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the safety feature of that. Yeah, take a picture of the bottom of the bottom section of the water heater, and I'll let you know if they install the isolation valves or not. All right, I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, KB2HXS, clear to the phone.
I'll call one day about that after I take a picture and you look at it. Have a good day, Dave. KB2HXS, N4ZLK.
All right, good enough, Shane. Have a good day. KB2HXS clear.